this week give you any clues to doing that? I mean, it obviously hadn't worked 3 of the previous 4 weeks. So did you pick up on something this week that...
Well, I think we changed some things around, you know, and I think especially offensively, they've changed a little bit of philosophy that works a little bit and spread the ball around a lot. We're a lot more balanced running and passing. You know, defensively, we just continue to continue to stop the run, continue to get pressure on quarterbacks and coming up with huge turnovers. And, you know, those have been the formulas, and it just hadn't bounced our way so far, and hopefully we can continue to be consistent.
Coach Davis said they felt your backs were up against the wall. Was there a sense of that across the entire team?
Yeah, it was something that we didn't talk about this game being a must-win or, you know, guys really, you know, we didn't have to stand up in front of the team and say that, but I think everybody understood the situation that we're going into, being 1-3, facing a team that's 1-3. I think both teams are desperate for a win. And they're a team that's really been in the same situation as us. They've been in close games, and just one play here or there couldn't find a way to get the win. And so this is a huge win for us because you don't want to start out 1-4. But, you know, now we got to figure out a way to put two in a row.
Any extra sweetness for you and Darren against the old team?
You said what?
Any extra sweetness in this one for you and Darren?
No, I think for me personally, I looked at this game just like I would any other game. My goal is to always earn the respect of my opponents. And so that's really all I'm out there for.
Can you try to describe what Fletcher Cox does for you guys?
I think it's, you know, nothing. You can just watch him play and see what it means to a team. He had a huge day. A lot of time he doesn't get all the glory that he probably deserves. And that's our whole D-line. You know, as a safety, you know, rarely do I have to make tackles, you know, deep in the secondary. Balls aren't getting to the second level. That's why you see me and Walter Thurman getting a lot of tackle for losses, because there's nowhere for the runner to go. And so the ball carrier is always going east to west, and that's easy for us to kind of clean it up. And it's nice playing behind that kind of D-line, because you don't have to worry about the run. You can focus solo on your pass, and you know, they're a huge part of our defense.
Coming into the year, you guys didn't think that Jordan Hicks would play this sort of a role, but he's pretty much been a standout.
Yeah, I mean, no, you don't think, you know, when you re-sign Michael Kendricks, you trade for Kiko, and you re-sign D'Amico, you know, Jordan, we drafted him, but you didn't expect him to have that much significant playing time. But due to some injuries, like it happens every year, you know, somebody gets forced into the fire, and he's done an awesome job of just stepping in. I think just where he is mentally is further along than a lot of rookies. You know, he understands the defense in totality, and so he can adjust, he can make calls. He has the respect of the guys that are out there, so he has command of the defense. He just has a knack for being around the ball. You know, I was calling him Johnny on the spot today because – you know, he just finds a way to make plays. And so I think it's been good for us and very, very calming for us as well to have him go out there and play with the demeanor that he does.
Chip talked about going for it on fourth down, part of his decision being that he had a lot of confidence in you guys as a defense. What does that do for you guys when you hear that from the head coach, that he makes that decision partly because of what you guys are doing?
I mean, it just reaffirms the confidence we have in ourselves, you know. So we don't get upset if our offense turns the ball over, you know, they go through and out. It doesn't matter because we are fully capable of matching up and getting our own stops.
What kind of a boost does it for defense to force turnovers the way you guys do?
I mean, it's huge. That's what we want to do. And so, you know, it gives our offense more opportunities. It puts their team, obviously, at a disadvantage. And usually, and if they come at the right time, they're a huge momentum, you know, boost. When you talk about they completed a huge deep pass on us late in game, and then all of a sudden, D'Amico knocks the ball out and we get it. And it's, you know, that momentum is something, you know, that you can't generate off of a, you know, regular defensive stop. And so those plays are huge.
You guys didn't want to call this a must-win, but now that isn't there a huge difference between 1-4 and 2-3?
There's a huge difference. I mean, you know, we didn't have to announce or have a team meeting to talk about the fact that this is a must-win game. We want to win every game that we step on between the lines. And obviously, I think we have a mature group, so everybody knows the situation we're in. We got to win, you know. And a couple weeks ago, you know, it wasn't as urgent, but obviously when you stack up a couple of losses, you know, the urgency to win is – the importance of a win just magnifies. And it's a great win for us today. Now we got to figure out a way to just get another one.
Did you feel any fresher late in the game because your offense had as much success as they did?
You said that for what?
Did you feel any fresher late in the game because your offense had as much success as they did?
Yeah, I mean, they did a good job running the ball, and so there were drives where we were, you know, off the field for a significant amount of time, and that always makes you feel fresher. But I think I still think we got a lot of snaps. But that's just how it goes, you know. And so it just puts time between when you get those snaps. Basically.
We'll take two more. We're going to close
up. Did they feed off of you guys? In other words, with all the stops and turnovers that you guys were making, did that confidence times, you know, fall into them as well?
I mean, I think it's as a team, you know, it all flows together. You know, we see them run the ball in extended drives. And, you know, every time they got the ball, even when they turn it over, you know, they were driving the ball down the field. And so, you know, we're cool as long as they're, you know, they're getting some momentum. And then our special teams, Maragos goes down and make a huge tackle. That gives us momentum. We get a stop. Our offense feed off of that. And it's just a cycle. And I think when everybody's contributing and doing well, I think it just makes us a more total team.
Last question. You've seen the Saints offense firsthand, I mean, for several years, and able to shut them down like you did. I mean, what does it say about you guys? And what does it say about you know, being able to stop Drew Brees? I mean,
it's a tall task, you know, and they've got playmakers, they've got a Hall of Fame quarterback, and more than capable running backs that can really do it. And so a lot of the times it comes down to winning matchups, and I thought we did a great job of winning some of our matchups down the field. E.J. Biggers had some good plays, Nolan Carroll, Maxwell played well, because we played a lot of man-to-man. And then you go into stopping the run. We did a good job of getting pressure and stopping the run by our front four. So everybody contributed to this one because they can beat you in a bunch of different ways. If one thing doesn't work, they move to the next, and we just continue to have an answer.
Thanks, sir.